With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Heavy fighting in Somalia early Saturday morning, including numerous abductions. BBC correspondent Will Grant has the story.
Before civil war broke out in Somalia in 1991, most religious schools were run by Sufi teachers. But since then, its followers have been persecuted, first by warlords and then by al-Shabaab. The al-Qaeda-linked group has its own interpretation of Islam and has destroyed many shrines where Sufis worship their saints. Pro-Sufi militias were formed to defend their heritage, and they've also helped government forces fight al-Shabaab.
Israel today conducting a major rescue operation. Four hostages now have their freedom. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the fighting will continue until all hostages are given their freedom. Also at SRNnews.com, PragerU says its app has been restored to the Google Play Store hours after Google removed it, claiming it promoted, quote, hate speech.
Earlier Friday, PragerU posted screenshots of a message from Google in which the tech company claimed PragerU had asserted, quote, that a protected group is inhuman, inferior, or worthy of being hated, end quote. Prager later posted an update saying that Google had reinstated the app on Google Play Store after conducting another review.
That is correspondent Tayshia Stevens reporting. Since the COVID pandemic, demand for food delivered fast has really skyrocketed, but not everybody's exactly happy about it. A lot of big cities say they're upset with food delivery drivers on scooters, motorcycles, and mopeds who work for such services as DoorDash and Grubhub. They say many are running red lights and driving on sidewalks. This is SRN News. The restoration of an iconic church cross continues.
The giant cross has been restored to Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. The nearly 40-foot tall, 1.5-ton symbol is now standing atop the apse of the famous building as crews continue to repair damage from the 2019 fire. French President Emmanuel Macron has vowed to see Notre Dame fully restored in time for Christmas services this December. So far, the work appears to be largely on schedule. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, June is Gay Pride Month, but there's a growing backlash against the LGBT agenda in this country. 25 states now have laws banning sex change operations on children, and many states have also barred males from using female restrooms and locker rooms in schools and elsewhere, and are also barring some men from participating in women's sports. This is SRN News. President Biden's executive orders on border security issued this week are little more than window dressing that will not solve the nation's immigration crisis. That's the view of House Speaker Mike Johnson. Speaking on the Salem Media Group news program this week on the Hill, Johnson says the president's actions are little more than publicity stunt.
He wants to be able to go out and tell people that, oh gosh, I tried to do something. He won't ever acknowledge that he is the one that created the catastrophe. It's so simple to fix, but it takes political will to do it. And as you noted, his party is divided because they have an open borders caucus effectively in the Democratic Party, and he has a real problem.
Speaker Johnson adding during the show that the president's executive orders do not include several ironclad border security measures being demanded by Republican lawmakers. More details at SRNnews.com.